To be or not to be? That's the question surrounding a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While official on paper since April 7th and extended indefinitely, the truce is tested by saber-rattling and limited strikes. Lana Silk of Transform Iran doesn't expect peace between the warring powers anytime soon, though.
We define the word in different ways. We have completely different objectives on how we want to coexist with each other.
Transform Iran supports indigenous gospel workers who are sharing Christ and making disciples inside Iran. They tell Lana,
the situation in Iran is, if anything, worse than what it was a couple months ago. And if the government is left unchecked, all they're going to do is strengthen their position.
As politicians play their games, life on the ground gets harder. Pray believers will have strength to endure, and pray desperate souls will find hope in Jesus. And Scripture also places great responsibility on those who teach. Jason Taylor with Set Free Ministry says this is why discipling teachers matters. The ministry's hosting a training in Uganda starting the beginning of May.
We're going to be meeting there with around 230 of our teachers from our school network throughout Uganda.
Fellowship goes side by side with training.
We all come together to encourage one another, to worship together, and to receive some teaching from the Word that will fuel the fire for the rest of the year.
Set Free Ministries serves more than 5,000 students in 12 schools, and the work continues to grow with discipleship at its core.
We see it as a way to develop the whole person, the men and women that teach at our schools.
Pray for the team to have the resources needed to manage the increasing demand for education.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.